There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Hi, everyone. Today we're going to talk about cryptocurrencies and also the flow of funds. Money coming into or going out of the financial markets, the stock market, the bond market, commodity markets, futures markets, currency markets, cryptocurrency markets, and so on. This is very important because this is how you can invest in the future and also trade. Right now, there's a huge interest in cryptocurrencies. However, the problem is that it's extremely risky. There are over 6,826 cryptocurrencies which you could trade. And that's a lot to choose from. That's nearly as many or more cryptocurrencies as there are stocks. Now, cryptocurrencies have no asset. There is nothing backing the cryptocurrencies, so they're very high risk because you can lose every penny that you invest or trade. And many people are losing everything on cryptocurrencies because they're investing or trading on a whim and hoping for the best. Also, cryptocurrencies are very, very expensive, and they are not regulated yet. There is some regulatory oversight starting because finally all of the financial markets have agreed to one thing. It is not under the SEC. It is not under FINRA. It is not really a commodity either. They thought for a while that the mining operations would make it a commodity, but the cryptocurrencies are not a commodity. They are something that actually doesn't exist. There is nothing hardcore. There is nothing actually behind the cryptocurrency value. Let me explain this. If you were to buy a stock, you have the value of the company behind it. And if you're patient, if the stock goes down somewhat, it will generally move up unless the company is going out of business. And you are usually informed well in advance so that you can sell your stock and get out of it before there's a serious problem. Only people who invest and buy and hold and never ever check their stock are at risk of any major loss on a stock. Generally speaking, if you buy a stock, you will find that if you hold it long enough, it will eventually come back unless there's something seriously wrong with the company. There's an asset behind it. You can sell it. It has value. There is a company behind every stock, so there is value. Bonds. There's a maturity date. There is a value behind it. It is an obligation to pay it back. And the corporation and the government generally always pay it back. It's very rare to lose 100% in bonds or stocks. In commodities, there is a hard asset behind it, either a whole bunch of coffee or lots of barrels of oil or something behind the purchase. So when you're buying it, there's an obligation to take possession and pay for that hard commodity. In currencies, such as the US or UK or Euro or whatever, there is the backing of the government that guarantees that that currency is viable and that you can buy and sell it, comparing between two different economies on Forex. That provides a value, so there is not a total loss all the time unless you don't know what you're doing in trading. So in almost every instance, there is something, an asset behind the investment or trade that you're putting on. However, with cryptocurrencies, there's nothing. They are planning to provide what's called stablecoin, under which there is a hard asset, the actual currency of a nation, behind the cryptocurrency that you are buying. And that is coming slowly. Also, regulations are coming and rules are coming to cryptocurrency because right now it's completely corrupt and it's the wild, wild west and it's extremely dangerous. You hear stories about these people making millions or billions of dollars. And, oh my gosh, they're so rich. Ah! Bold-faced lie. Social media cannot be trusted to be truthful because there's no regulatory oversight to guarantee that anything that anybody says at any place at any time has any facts at all. But everyone believes social media as if it's a real newsreel, and it's not. Facebook right now is facing tremendous pressure from the government, and things will change in social media. You can't just say whatever you want and pretend that it's true. You have to say what's true. The SEC, if someone says something false about a company, they're all over them, fining them and penalizing them. Every single day, I get reports from the SEC and FINRA and CFTC and other regulatory bodies telling me who's being fined or who's being penalized or who's under investigation and so on and so forth. And it's ongoing because the average American investor or trader is so eager to accept and believe anything they hear, instead of checking it out and making sure that there's something viable behind it. And cryptocurrencies are all the rage right now. This is the most popular candy on the market, and it's addictive. But it is the future of the markets. It is the future of currencies worldwide. Eventually, a few cryptocurrencies will emerge in different segments, in different market niches that are needed so that we can have eventually emerge into a global currency that everybody uses. So there will no longer be a forex. There will no longer be individual currencies. The euro represents the beginning of that, and it's been underway for years, and it's very successful because everyone except England, which has the ability to go from nation to nation in Europe, and the currency is the same. And this is what's going to happen globally. It is inevitable. And the banking system is no longer viable the way it functions. It's corrupted. It's over-leveraged. The banks are failing because everyone is going elsewhere for alternative fintech opportunities. The ability to have peer-to-peer transactions without a bank, taking the money and holding on to it for 3 days so they can make money in the stock market or bond market or wherever. The banks have just exhausted their system of controlling the money. And it's time for something new. It's going to take time, probably more than a decade, but eventually cryptocurrencies or some derivative of that, such as stablecoin, which is backed by currencies of a nation, the actual currency and the government behind it, so that cryptocurrencies actually have a hard value behind them, a hard asset, something that you can rely upon. Because right now, it's just air. You're trading air to air. And if somebody wants to buy your air at a higher price than what you paid for it, you sell it. But air eventually goes out of all bubbles and balloons and bubbles. And when it does, it goes out much, much faster than it went in. So be careful of the air of cryptocurrencies. There are ways to invest in cryptocurrencies that are extremely safe. They have just been coming up recently and are something that we all should take a look at. And these are the new ETFs based on cryptocurrencies. There are about 20 brand new ETFs that trade on the stock market that are backed by a stablecoin or some other asset, as is required by the SEC and FINRA. And these ETFs make it possible for you to invest in the cryptocurrency mania, very safe and reliable and easy to use process and financial market. The stock market has every other market's assets in a form of a derivative that you can invest in and be safer in than all the other financial markets with the exception of bonds. There are bond ETFs, there are REIs, there are real estate investment trusts, there are all kinds of ETFs on commodities. There's all kinds of ETFs on all kinds of debt securities. There are ETFs for every kind of stock. There are ETFs for every kind of industry. There are ETFs everywhere. ETFs are the new form of derivatives that trade on the stock market, and they have become increasingly popular in the last 10 years. And there are more and more and more of them. It started out with the SPY, which is the Standard & Poor's S&P 500 index. So you can trade that index. Before the SPY, you couldn't trade the S&P 500 as an index, as a group of stocks. You could buy or sell or trade stocks within the 500, but the average person can't buy 500 different stocks and manage them. It's just too much to handle. So being able to have an index that you can trade on a short-term basis or hold for an investment for long-term without a redemption clause. ETFs are extremely popular because they trade just like stocks. You can buy an ETF one day and sell it a few days later and make some money. And they're all based on an index. The new ETF cryptocurrencies are based on an index. Now, what the institutions had to do and why some of the cryptocurrencies have gone up in value recently, why cryptocurrencies have been rising in price, is because of supply and demand. There are only so many crypto coins in each cryptocurrency, and the institutions decided they wanted to get in on the action because everybody was rushing over to buy cryptocurrencies, cryptocurrencies, buy cryptocurrencies, buy cryptocurrencies. Everybody wanted to buy cryptocurrencies. And the buy-side institution says, wait a minute, we need to make money on this too. So after the Bitcoin collapsed and other currencies collapsed, they started buying, and that's what's been the driving force. Is they now have these held in long-term assets, and they are selling them to you via ETFs, backed with approval by the SEC. So it's a much safer venue than you going, jumping in and buying some strange coin, cryptocurrency coin with a funny name that sounds really cute, but this isn't a game. This is your money. This is not a game. This is not gambling. If you want to go gamble, go to the casino. This is your money that you're hoping you will put in an investment or trade short term to make a profit. This is not hobby trading. This is not hobby investing. This is not gambling. And if you want to gamble, go someplace else. The stock market is not the place to gamble. Cryptocurrencies gambling is extremely dangerous, and people are losing money. The social media never talks about all the people that are losing money on cryptocurrencies. I have no idea why they never mention it, because social media never talks about anything but bad news, bad news, bad news. But for cryptocurrencies, they're only talking about 1 or 1/2 of 1% of the people that actually go into cryptocurrencies are making money. And you're not making money until you sell the cryptocurrency. You're not making money until you sell the cryptocurrency and get your hard US dollars or whatever dollars you have out of it. You have nothing. You have put your money into something that has no assets, no backing, and you're hoping and you're believing that you won the lottery. This is not very wise, and I expect all of my students and all of my followers to be wise in their investments and trading. The alternative is ETFs, because you have the opportunity to invest and hold long-term. There's about 20 of them, and or you can trade them short-term for monthly income, knowing that the SEC has required that there be something behind this, that if this ETF fails and is dissolved, you get your money back based on the value at the time that the ETF was dissolved. Same is true of other hard assets. The commodity manufacturer, the farmer, or whomever is creating the commodity that they sell on the commodities market, like corn or rice or soybeans or gold or whatever, is required to deliver that commodity on the day of the futures expiration of that contract. The stock market has value because there is a company behind the stock. And yes, all companies have bear business cycles and bull business cycles. So if you accidentally buy a stock at the end of its bull cycle and it goes into a bear cycle, you can hold and wait for it to start its new bull cycle, as long as this company is solvent and is growing. Avoid penny stocks, because they're very risky, because these companies are not doing very well. Use your common sense. Don't invest long-term in a company that's losing money and has no revenues. Don't invest in SBACs. There's nothing there. You're investing in air. So be sensible. But with ETFs, there is something backing them. There's government dollars or stablecoin or something backing these ETFs, and they have to hold the cryptocurrencies that they haven't bought for the ETFs in a trust. So there's a stability there that on the ETF side that is not there on the cryptocurrency market side. And if we look at the different charts patterns that are going on, Robinhood pretty much has a good percentage. Robinhood's customers primarily are buying cryptocurrencies because they're young, they're excited, they want to get rich quick. They have no idea how painful it is to lose all of their savings account and how hard it is to get it back. Coinbase is a platform in which you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies, and it is starting to recover on its IPO bottom. It's doing a little bit better. And in the future, these companies will have stronger stocks that you can invest in. These are stocks that are traded on the stock market. So the cryptocurrency world is evolving and merging and becoming a standard and is going to be regulated. There's going to be rules. There's going to be oversight going on. There's going to be all kinds of changes to cryptocurrency to make it safer. But still, right now, the safest way to be part of the cryptocurrency mania is to do something smart rather than just throw your money at something that is air and is in a bubble and is blowing up very rapidly. And that is the ETFs that the institutions have assembled and put together for stock investors and stock traders so that it's a safer environment. The SEC has taken 3 years to approve these. It had all kinds of rules and regulations that the institutions had to jump through. There were all kinds of tests going on. They had to provide a sound basis. These ETFs are not the wild cards of the cryptocurrency. They're not part of the 6,826 cryptocurrencies that are just teeny tiny cryptocurrencies that will disappear. One day, they just won't be there. And everybody that's invested in those cryptocurrencies will have lost all of their money, all of their money. They'll all vanish. There's only going to be a few cryptocurrencies that survive and become the standards of the cryptocurrency world. If you look at the nations of the world and the big top currencies that trade, there's only a handful of them, 6 or 8, that trade regularly, comparing one currency of a nation to another currency of a nation on Forex. This is because those are the only ones that are solvent. Those are the ones that have a government backing. They're the ones that have a strong economy that you can rely upon. They have a strong government that you can rely upon. Same with cryptocurrencies. 6,800 of them or more are going to disappear. So if you're investing in these random ones, you're just throwing your money at a jackpot and hoping you win the lottery ticket, and you won't, because the odds are not in your favor. What's the difference between gambling and investing? Gambling is knowing that your odds are so bad that you have to be ready to lose all your money because the odds are not in your favor. Investing means that you are taking the lowest possible risk, knowing that there is the highest rate of return possible, and that there is a very, very slim chance of losing all of your investment. Investors know that if they hold their money, even if they accidentally enter at the wrong time of the stock, that holding on the long term of a strong company, either a young growth company or a big blue chip, that eventually it will recover and grow again. It's very rare for the big companies to go completely out of business. It does happen, but more often than that, they merge. The stock market is one of the safest places to invest your money. Flipping houses can be very risky because when real estate crashes, it goes down very fast. However, yes, over time, housing will continue to grow and values tend to grow up. But think about this. The population of the world growing is slowing down. Eventually, it will peak, and then the population of Earth will start to decline. And when that happens, everything changes. We are already a financial or investing-based economy. How do I know this? There's many factors. The SEC allowed for fraction and share quotes because there are so many people who have very little money that want to invest in the market. Cryptocurrencies are all the rage right now, but the stock market will always be here. The stock market is one of the oldest institutions, and it will continue to grow and prosper. The stock market has figured out a way for you to invest in cryptocurrencies in a much safer environment that you have complete control over. The cryptocurrency market, there's very little control. You don't know who you're buying from. There's no tracking of who sells and who buys. There's no tracking of if you sell your currencies, will you get your money? There's no guarantees there. And when a cryptocurrency fails, Everything is gone because there was nothing there in the first place. It's just air in a big bubble. Cryptocurrencies are the future. Eventually, cryptocurrencies will emerge and evolve into the global currency that all nations use and all nations share. And forex will go away and national currencies will diminish. This is the way of the future, and it is coming to us. Whether it happens in 10 years or 20 years is unknown at this time, but it is happening, and nobody can stop it. Of the 6,826 current cryptocurrencies, only a few will survive. My guess is someplace between 5 and 10 of the cryptocurrencies will survive, and the rest will either die out, be dissolved, or will merge with other cryptocurrencies. So you have to be careful when you're investing in cryptocurrencies. The safest way to do it is via ETFs. Right now, there's a huge interest in cryptocurrencies, and we see this in the flow of funds reports that the ETF developers are developing more and more cryptocurrency ETFs for you to invest in. Right now, there's 20, and there's going to probably be double that in a very short period of time. So check that out, because that's an opportunity for investing and for short-term trading. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's the radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.